Tzaddik's Torah is usually referred to as intellectual mysticism. It is often said about the Tzaddik that he is a synthetic thinker that he merges together. In other words, basically the spiritual path of the Chassidish movement with the intellectual of the Misnagdim. The interesting thing which is related, just to see if it's another side of Reb Tzaddik's tzitzkes actually, that it is said that when Reb Tzaddik got married for the third time, so he went over to his shver. It is said that before the chuppah, and he said that it's known that the Kotzke Rebbe, when he married his second wife, was the sister of the Chiddush Harim. So the Kotzke Rebbe and the Chiddush Harim became brothers in law. Where the Chiddush Harim was a chassid of Kotzk after the Rebbe Rebunim was nifter. So the Chiddush Harim became a chassid of Kotzk. They were both chaverim and chassidim of the Rebbe Rebunim. So when the Kotzke Rebbe got married, he went over to his brother-in-law, the Chiddush Harim, and he says, I'm very concerned. He says, on the one hand, we know the Gemara tells us that if a person's Mekadish is Orisha, on the Nashan is Tzaddik, right? He's Mekadish, even if he's a Rosh Gomer, the Gemara says, Geshes. Why? Because Shem here at Tshuva B'datoy. Said the Kotzke Rebbe, but what is the Halacha? If someone's Mekadish Orisha on the Nashan, he's a Rebbe, and he's not a Rebbe, really. So he says, the Kedushin will not be Kedushin. So Ibazoi, what am I going to do? He says, my wife that I'm going to marry, said the Kotzke, she believes I'm a Rebbe. Ich weiß by mir, I know by me, I am no Rebbe at all. But there might be a cheshash on the Kedushin. And the Kedushin answered to the Kotzke Rebbe, listen, it's no nafki minute to her whether you're really a Rebbe or not. As long as the world believes you're a Rebbe, it's good enough for her. So the Tzaddik said to Hishver, that was at least true by the Kotzke Rebbe. Kotzke Rebbe Chotchik, the Welt really knew he was a Rebbe. That ich lemaise, in addition, besides that I'm not a Rebbe, nobody really believes that I'm a Rebbe. She only might think I'm a Rebbe. So please tell her the Mechal Nishka Rebbe. This is the idea. What we have is something, again, a very, very fascinating essay here from the Tzaddik. Actually, in order to have an idea what Tzaddik is trying to develop, I brought down here, as you see, the first item, a few lines of the Gemara in Shabbos, because this is going to be the key of what the Tzaddik is going to try to explain in relation to Parshas Vayeshev. It's quite a familiar Gemara. You might remember it. The Shabbos Daf Mentes, as you see. The Gemara raises the following question. The Gemara says, Hodu Yosef Yikam Aboy Elohu. Gemara says that various Amoraim were sitting and they had a Shaila. Or this non regarding regarding the Mishnah, Misach Shabbos, says, Ovet Melochis Aboyim Chosaracha. It says that there are Lamates Melochis, 40 minus 1. So the Gemara asks, can they get me? What is the significance of this number? Why Dafke Lamates Melochis? Why Dafke Lamates Melochis, 39 Melochis? And the Gemara says, Omelur B'chanina B'achomet, can they get Avodas HaMishkon? Right, that's something that we're quite familiar with. In other words, the Melochis of Shabbos, right, the Torah put the two parishes together, Melechis HaMishkon. So all of the Melochis that were involved in building the Mishkan, if you add them up, so they comprise the Cheshbon, the number of 39, and Keneged, the Melochis of the Mishkan, of Avodas HaMishkan, we have Lamates Melochis. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Omlu Rabbi Yonasan Bar Elozer, Kachom Rabbi Shimon Bar Yosi Ben Lekunya. He said that you know where the source of Lamates Melochis comes from. He says, Keneged Melocha, Melachtoi, Umelechet, Shebetoyre, is Aboyim Chosrachas. In other words, a very phenomenal thing. It says, if you open up a Chumash and you start counting all the places in the Torah where it says, right? Start from the beginning, start from Bereishis and go on, and you'll see it comes out to Lamates, 39. 39 times it says in the Torah the word Malacha. So being that we find the Torah, the terminology of Malacha, 39 times, the definition of Malacha is there are 39 different categories of Malacha. However, there's one problem. If you count all of the Malachas in the Torah, there's really 40. And as a toss-up, obviously we have to get rid of one, because then we could have 40 malachas. We know we only have 39. So it's a toss-up between two of them. In other words, which one do we throw out? Which is the odd one? Which is the 40th? And the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Voy Rabbi Yosef. It says, Vayovoy, Habayis Olasas Malachtoi by Yosef, right? Yosef come to the house to do his malacha. The question is, Miminyonahu, do we say that this is also part of the minyan? Do we count this? Because when it says Yosef comes to do malachtoi, maybe it doesn't mean actually work. Maybe it means like sort of like chores. Maybe it means like responsibilities. Do we count? As we'll soon see. Do we count Vayovei Habayis Olasas Malachtoi? Is that Miminyonah? Oilo, you're not. Because if we count that, it'll be 40. We go to the side, to the left side. The Hemshech the Gemara is right here, on top, still on top, to the left side, immediate left. Well, Abai says, what's your question? The first Abai says, let's count it. I mean, if we count, if it is. If we have it, we have it. They clearly saw that we do have, but we have 40. So he says, the Shaila is, because there's another pasuk we know by Meleches HaMishkan. There it says, Va'malocha hoisodayo. Right? It said that the malacha was enough. They brought all of the donations, and ultimately, when they gathered all the donations, they realized that they have enough. Malacha is a dayom. So the question is, miminyonahu, do we include that? Now, if we include that, then we have to throw out the one of Yosef. And how are we going to interpret the pasuk of Yosef? It's a painful interpretation. In other words, if Bamlocha is a dayom counts as a malocha, then we have to take out, we're going to take out the one of Yosef. And how we're going to interpret Vayovei Habayis Lasat Malachtoi, it means that he really intended to an Aveira. Lasat Tzrochov means, Rashi says, that Yosef at Tzadik L'Kitchile, he came to do an Aveira. However, at the last moment, says Rashi, Mamish, in the nick of time, the Musduk Neshalaviv, the image of his father, right, appeared. And in the image, he saw his father telling him, listen, he says, listen, Yosef, do you want to be the only one when the names of the Shvatim are going to be on the Choshen HaMishpat, on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol? You want your only name to be missing, to be omitted? And the kid said, Demuz Yochan Shod. So that's one way of learning. If Hamlocha Yisadayim is one of the Lama Test Malachis, then what do we take out? Yosef. Yosef HaBayis HaLasos Malachtoi, it means Lasos Trochov. Or maybe Fakir. Or Yidilma Yosef HaBayis HaLasos Malachtoi, that's Miminyon. It actually means work, it doesn't mean you want them to do an Aveira. Malachtoi means actually work. So then we have to throw out merely means that the task was completed. Now the word malocha there is not in context of doing actual work. Means that the task was completed. So it's not, the terminology of malocha there doesn't mean actual malocha, right? So these are the two main important questions. Because if you count how many times it says in the Torah malocha, you actually have 40. So the question is which one, right? Which one is the extra one, which is not really interpreted as a malacha? Now again, let's remember, what are the two choices? Either by malacha or isadayon, right? That is being thrown out, and because the interpretation then means the shlim le'avidite. All it means is that the task was completed. That's what it means, malacha isadayon. On the other hand, maybe malacha isadayon is in. And what do we throw out? The one of Yosef. Right? Vayova habayis alasis malachta means lasis trochov. That actually what he did was, he went to do another. All right. So let's put this aside now, and we'll see about it soon. And we'll see when this shakel v'tarya has tremendous ramifications. Okay. Next thing is we have the Medrash Rabbah. Medrash Rabbah is Vayeshev Yaakov. Medrash quotes a pasuk in Iyev. And although it's a pasuk in Iyev, the Mefarsha Medrash, each in his own way, tried to explain Lamaisa Chazal after the fact. Chazal, this is a given. Chazal interpret this pasuk to Yaakov Avinu. Eve actually said those words, but Chazal interprets those words of Eve referring to Yaakov Avinu. What are those words? Lo yishalavti, lo yishakatati. Eve is saying, and he's bemoaning his fact. Lo yishalavti means that I was not secure. Lo yishalavti, I did not live in security. Lo yishakatati means my faith was not quiet. It was a very, very, right? It was a very, very heavy situation. Far from quiet. And then the pasuk says further, we'll see, v'loy nachti, the pasuk says, it means I was not at rest. And vayove roiges, torment came upon me. That's what Eve is saying. So Chazal say that all of these phrases are referring to different periods of Yaakov Avinu's history of problems, of tzoras. Loy shalavti means mei Esav, right? Loy shalavti, I was not secure, is referring from the tzora of Esav. Loy shakatati, my faith was not a quiet one, that's milova. V'loy nachti means I was not at rest, that's medina. Vayova roiges bo'olai rogzeshul Yosef, that the torment of Yosef came upon me. Fine. All right. This is the Chazal. Now let's take a look. What the intent of this Chazal is the way Rav Tzadik sees it. What actually, the depth of Yaakov Avinu's, if you will, we say the question complaint, or Yaakov Avinu was being bemoaning his situation, as it were, based upon that Pasuk in Iyev, and again, based upon the Gemara that we quoted before, just a moment ago, the Gemara on Shabbos, and see how this fits in. Now look here. So the Tzadik says as follows. We begin. That's an Esav. Right? Means I was not quiet. That's an Elavon. I was not at rest. That's a Medina from the Maisedina of the Yoveroiges. That's referring Bolai Roiges Shal Yosef. That the torment and the torrent of Yosef came upon me. Now, says the Tzadik, in other words, this is really referring to the previous Chazal, which Rashi already brings here. Bikish Yaakov Leishu Bishalva. Right? Now, Vayeshev Yaakov means Bikish Yaakov Leishu Bishalva, right? If you interpret Vayeshev Yaakov, it means that Bikish Yaakov Leishu Bishalva, so very appropriately, what's to follow? Loi Shalapti. In other words, Nebuch, he was not Zoichet. So the Loi Shalapti, that's being, right, that's being connected, which has been connected by the Medrash, the Pasuk of Iyev, fits in very nicely. Because Vayeshev Yaakov, Bikish Yaakov Leishu Bishalva. And the response to that was, Nebuchadnezzar was not like that. He wasn't Zoichet. Lo Shalapti. As it said, Dikis Yankov Leishu Bishalva. As he points out, on what basis was it Dikis Yankov Leishu Bishalva? On what basis did Yaakovino attempt to sit Bishalva? He says it were Shoyin Nishlam B'Yemis. Because the truth is, Yaakovino was an Isha Sholem. He was an Isha Sholem already, V'Oid Mebetin Imoy Nimshach Lekedusha. I mean, even though he wasn't an Isha Sholem yet, because later on it says, V'Yove Yankov Sholem. But, right from his birth, from the moment of his birth, Yaakovino already was connected to Kedusha. It's not that he turned later, but immediately from the time of his birth, he was connected to Kedusha Kama Shomru. As Chazal tell us, we know the Rashi, the Medrash, Bisho Shoy Semedes, about the Knesset, about the Medrashes, Yaakov Mepachis was said. Esav was the Faket. So, right, while he was still Bemei Imoy, Yaakovino was already Nimshech. He was attracted, he was drawn to Kedusha. She went past the Beit HaKnesses, the Beit HaMedrash. Yaakov Mepachis says he was pushing to go out. Boy, you need Maloy. So Yaakov, and he thought that being that he is connected to Kedusha, Sheyochel Leishu Bishalva, meaning Shlo Yovoy LeNegdoi Shum Tzad Nebechines HaHeft. He thought that being there is Nimshom BeKedusha, so he will be able to live in tranquility and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he meant. Dishlag Bishalva didn't mean, you know, to have six pillows, you know, on his couch or anything like that. Yesh Bishalva meant basically to be able to be an Oved Hashem without being in any conflict or being confronted Mebchinis HaHefach. However, V'loyola B'yodoy, as we know, right? V'loyola B'yodoy was not Matzliach, Al Yidei Shiroh Shor Yenirdaf Mifnei Yesof. Fine. After that he thought, okay, it's finished. Maybe that's already fine. Ma'isa Esav, that will be the end of it. Now maybe I will be able to have a quiet and peaceful life. However, it'll be quiet, right? Better times to come. So he says, right? My fate was not quiet from Lovan situation. Right? And I was not at rest. Now look how Reb Tzadik touches these words. Lenachti means not at rest. On what basis did Yaakovinu, so to speak, if you will, demand or hope to be at rest? Veloinachti. Veloinachti is referring to Haina Be'ez Shebo Yaakov Sholem L'Shechem. You might remember, and we had it in the previous Ritzodik. He said when Yaakovinu in Vayetze, when Yaakovinu came as Isholem, he came to Shechem, he came complete. What does the Pasuk say? The Chziv Vayichan Es Pnei Weir, Vayichan Es Amloshim Menucha. And what do Chazal say? She'omru B'Breishis Rabba Shebo Al Kedusha Shabbos Shem Menucha. Chazal say specifically he came in Dimdume Chama. When he arrived to Shechem, it was already like by Shkia time. Yaakovinu kept Shabbos. In other words, it was Kedusha Shabbos, and as we had already from the Nesiva Sholem, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and Yaakov Avinu himself, now in the three Bechinas of Oilam, Shona, and Nefesh, all three Kedushas came together. Yaakovinu was the Ish HaSholem, the highest level in the Bechin of Nefesh, of a person. Eretz Yisrael, the Bechinas Mokoyim, which is Oilam, space. Eretz Yisrael, Shechem was the first entry into Eretz Yisrael, as Ramban says, and Shabbos is from Zman, the Bechin of Zman. The Bechin of Zman, Shabbos is the highest Kedusha. So Yaakov, Shabbos, Eretz Yisrael, at this time, was all three highest levels of Kedusha, right, came together, all three Bechinas, Oilam, Shon, and Nefesh. So Vayichan means Yaakov Avinu came, and this was Kedusha Shabbos, Yoy Menucha, Vayichan, Oshem Menucha. But Ze Omar, so Yaakov Avinu asked himself a question, being that that I, Yaakov, am connected to Shabbos. So I have a problem. He says, V'loy nachti. How is it that Shabbos did not neutralize all the weekly or vachendige problems that one would experience in this world? As the Tzaddik will point out what the Koyach of Shabbos is. V'loy nachti means, from Moshe Menucha of Shabbos, how is it that I have Kiddush Shabbos on the one hand of my on my side, I'm connected to Kiddush Shabbos, and yet for some reason Kiddush Shabbos was not able to save me from additional pain and tar. Shigvalenachti means Shigam Menucha Shabbos. That's what it means. That's Tamvalenachti. I was not addressed. Valenachti means the Menucha that I have in Shabbos, the Menucha, the Kiddush Shabbos that I experienced, yet was not able or hoyaloi Shigim Kolze, in spite of Yaakov Avinu's Kiddush Shabbos. And this was a, you know, as they say, a hard thing to take, because they showed him Shayna Nishlamoid. Showed that what your Hashlam is not completed. Now your life's mission is not completed. You have completed for now, but you have not completed. You still have what to do. And after that, following the Maisa Dina, but the Pasuk says again in Iyu, Vayove Roiges, so referring again to Yaakov Avinu, it relates how, which this was the greatest of all tzaras. That's Regis, because Regis, you know, is the sharpest lashon of all these lashonis. You know, as it says here, shokatati, quiet, shalati, these are fairly normal lashonis. But Regis is a very, very, very extreme lashon, which means that this was extremely, extremely painful. Hamarigis umafkid lebodom, that was Regis Shal Yosef. Why? Shoneraloi bezeshik far ovati kvosa mikol vekoil. Because this experience was not merely a temporary setback, but the Tzar of Yosef that he experienced, he took it as a siman, right, that he's losing everything. As he quotes the famous Rashi, what does it mean? Gehenim. Yaakov Avinu was concerned that maybe this means, this is the siman that he will chalila end up in Gehenim, because he had a siman. If none of the sons die, but now that this might have happened, show you all the call bonap or you need maloy chokhalila of the tikvosoy Nicole the call. Fine. Okay. So Yaakovino's ultimate conclusion when he comes down, he says the last lotion that he used was Veloinachti. That how is it possible that in spite of my Kedusha Shabbos, Vayichanat Panoi here, in spite of my Kedusha Shabbos was not able to afford me and to give me, right, the tranquility, at least to protect me from additional tsar, Veloinachti. Shabbos didn't do it for me. So now, to understand how Kiddush Shabbos should be able to do it, or would be able to do it, and therefore to put into perspective Yaakov Avinu's, if you will, disappointment. Because if we, first of all, educate ourselves to understand the Koyach of Shabbos, right, and the tremendous contribution, and how Shabbos basically controls and basically is able to bring all the various good tidings and to neutralize all the pain and all the tsar, then we can understand all the more Yaakov Avinu's, right, misunderstanding, or his question, why did the V'loy Nachti, how did the Kiddush Shabbos did not work for me? Says the Tzaddik as follows. These are the Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh says, she Kiddush Shabbos, that it's Kiddush Shabbos, as far as Kiddush Shabbos is concerned, she Kiddush is Naicha Shal Shabbos, which means the Menuch of Shabbos poil, leheset, remove two things. It's called Ho'etzev v'harogis. It removes Etzev, Atzvus. If somebody has a reason to be bitzar, atzvus, right? He has a reason to be bitzar, so Shabbos brings relief. Shabbos removes the atzvus. Shabbos removes the atzvus of a person. It removes the distress of a person. And what else? It also removes the regis. Regis means the anxiety. The anxiety. And if a person is tormented by something, Shabbos removes both atzvus and regis. These two lishoynes are not just arbitrary lishoynes. As he quotes, the Zohar Kodesh quotes a posik, Kedod at Omar. And by the way, we don't have it written. It's not referenced here, but it's a posik in Yeshaya Yudalot Gimel. The posik says, "Biyoyim hiniach Hashem lecho." Shabbos is a day. It's a posik in Yeshaya, Yeshaya Yudalot. "Biyoyim hiniach Hashem lecho." Hakadosh Baruch Hu on this day grants you, right? Hiniach means he grants you relief, right? What does he grant you relief? He grants relief me'otz v'cho, means from your distress, u'me'rogzecho, and from your anxiety. So the Zohar quotes his posuk in Yeshaya, that is the Koyach of Shabbos. Now, if someone really is Shomer Shabbos Kilchosoy, if someone really is Shomer Shabbos, right, to his fullest potential, to the way Shabbos should be, should the honor and the cover of the Shabbos should be accorded. And the way Shabbos, then Shabbos is, says the Pasuk very clearly, the Shabbos will remove all the atzvus, all the tzar, all the pain, all the distress. Right? The Dorash Allah Shabbos Shu Yom Hiniach. Shabbos is the Yom Hiniach. The Tzaddik says, we look at this Pasuk, we look at the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh gives two adjectives, right? The different types of, right? Different types of a person's, types of various misfortune. Atzvus is one, and the other one is Regis. The Tzaddik says these are two distinct situations. Now, this is not just merely another expression of pain, another expression of tzar, another expression of nisyonis that a person goes through. But they are very, very specific. Shabbos saves you from atzvus, and it saves you from Regis. How do these two distinguish themselves? Says the Tzaddik as follows. The inyan itzovoy, the inyan of atzvus that the Pasuk talks about, mashmoy al dage, is referring to worries, midovar she'ovar. In other words, a person, right, something happened to him yesterday, the day before, right? And mamela, the consequences of those situations, right, rest very heavily on his mind. He has pain because of something that already happened, mashova. Quotes the Pasuk, k'ma shenema, says, Netzav ha-melech al benoi, u'kedoim b'mikro. The melech, right, happened because of benoi. It's something that happened, occurred in the past. That's atzvus. The distress of atzvus is referring to something regarding and relating the other. However, says Reb Tzaddik Vinyan Reges, when we talk about Reges, Humashim Mefachet Odom Zechorad Medover Ho'osid Lovayola. In other words, a person, right, can anticipate situations. He sees the signs. You know, you can already calculate based upon certain situations that tomorrow certain misfortune, right, is going to arrive. You're concerned. You have dying it. You have worry. You have worry about the future. Now, says Reb Tzaddik, the truth is, and the point of Tzaddik that I make over here, that Shabbos has two bechinas. Reb Tzaddik says the two bechinas like this, and the terminology of these two bechinas in Shabbos is, there is a Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis, and there is a Shabbos of Odom Harishon. The Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis is a Shabbos that follows Sheishes Yemei HaMaaseh. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Works 6 days a week, 6 days. Sheishes, 6 days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, when he created the world, which is followed by Shabbos. Odom Harishon was born when? Odom Harishon was born before Shabbos. He didn't experience Sheishes Yemei HaMaaseh. His Shabbos preceded Odom Harishon's Sheishes Yemei HaMaaseh. The Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis came after Sheishes Yemei HaMaaseh. Odom Harishon's Shabbos, however, preceded Sheishes Yemei HaMaaseh because he never experienced Sheishes Yemei HaMaaseh. And the Tzaddik points out the differences between these two bechinas in Shabbos. One is called Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis, and the other one is called the Shabbos of Odom Harishon. So the Tzaddik is followed. Vine Kedusha Shabbos, Kibriyosa Shaloylam. If you look at the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Shabbos that existed, the very first Shabbos, according to the Seder of Briyas Oylam, Hoyloifia Ulisakin is Sheishes Yemei HaMaaseh Sheyovru. Reb Tzaddik says that the tafkid of Shabbos is to be misakin the past week. In other words, a person, whatever he achieved and his ups and his downs that he had in the Sheishes Yemei HaMaaseh, the koyach of Shabbos is to rectify and to be misakin all of the pegamim and all the deficiencies that the person created within the Sheishes Yemei HaMaaseh. Tafkid of Shabbos is to be misakin and to make the Sheishes Yemei HaMaaseh as complete as possible. That's the purpose of Shabbos. Shabbos is the tikkun for the Sheishes Yemei HaMaaseh. She'ovru. Shabbos is misakin the past. Question emar. Vayar aleikim. It's called Ashuras of Netoy Miyoid. And what does it say after that? Vayachal aleikim. Vayoy ma'ashvi malach to asher osa. The Shabbos that came into the world, right, is related and it's connected to the work that was done in the past. Vahainu, it says, Reb Tzaddik Shoyfiak Dusha Shabbos. Shabbos comes on the scene. Because Shabbos comes in with Sakin Kol Amasim She'ovru Bevov Yimei HaMaaseh She'yu Toy Moid. That in order it should in fact be Toy Moid, what gives it the potential that the Sheishes Yemei HaMaaseh should ultimately end up as Toy Moid? That's Shabbos. Shabbos is in the Sakin the previous week, the weeks before, the days before that. The Zehu, on this level, Bechinas, that Hanaycha Me'itzvecha. When the Pasuk says in Yeshaya that Shabbos, Yiniach, that Shabbos will give you relief, Me'otzvecha. And Reb Tzaddik said Matzvech is referring to Atlas, is referring to tzar and pain of the past. that the Shabbos of Sheshes Mebreshes takes care of that problem. The Shabbos of Sheshes Mebreshes takes care of Itzavoyim. When the Novi says, B'yoyim iniyach Hashem, when the Novi Yeshaya says, the Shabbos will take care of Itzavoyim. Which Shabbos? That's the Shabbos of Sheshes Mebreshes. The Shabbos of Sheshes Mebreshes is the Shabbos that takes care of the past. It's the Shabbos that follows the Sheshes Me'amaisah. So that's the Shabbos that takes care of Itzavoyim. However, he says, behind it, he says, "Behold, Shabbos nimtz kedusha zu." Because every week it follows, every Shabbos has its kedusha. L'sakim lo etzav mikol mashiira behold vav yitzah shavru. Based on the Marishan. However, regarding, he says, regarding all the Marishan, for Yah Shabbos, their Shabbos was faket. Their Shabbos was koydim yemei amaisa. Kimiyad nichtz l'Shabbos. For the Marishan, when he was born, was created, he take it, went into Shabbos. Why? Because his Shabbos was, the purpose of his Shabbos was, Kedei Shabbos Yoifia Bivdushosoi Alvov Yimei Amaisa Haboim. Or the Marishan Shabbos is to bring Hashpoa, right? And to give aid, and to bring Kedusha into the coming week. We have a Koyach of Shabbos which is referred and which focuses on being Misakin the past week. But there's also a second Koyach in Shabbos, and that is to infuse Koyach and Kedusha into the coming week, in the week that's not here yet, that's yet to come. He said, Vizehu, that Bechin of Shabbos, this Bechin of Shabbos, is Lohoniach Merogzecha. The Navi said two things, right? The Shabbos Hiniach, you'll find really both Merogzecha and Merogzecha. So he says, Shabbos will, meaning, Shabbos will release the pain. The Shovar, Merogzecha means the pain that you already experienced in the past. But not only that, the Shabbos also has the Koyach to alleviate and to prevent. You're really Shemesh Shabbos. If you really connect with Shabbos in the way that's Shayach, the way that a person is able to elevate himself to be Shemesh Shabbos, and to really take in Shabbos and make the most out of Shabbos, and get the most out of Shabbos, Shabbos will also prevent future problems. Not only are you able to alleviate and to be Misakin the Yovar, but also the future. So when the Novi says that B'yom Yiniach Hashem Lecha, Me'otzvecho, right, U'me'ragzecho, one is referring Shabbos relieving the distress of the past, and the other one is for referring that Itzavoyim. That means Otrecha, and the other one means Shabbos, the Koyach of Shabbos, to be able to relieve the person from anticipating Torah and Tzar, which are yet to come. And the two Bechinas of Shabbos is one is the Shabbos of Sheshes Me'amaisa, that refers to a tikkun of the past, and the other one is the Shabbos of Adam Rishon, which is the Shabbos of the future. As we see, that is points out again, Vizehu again the bottom, Lohoniach Menogzecha, Shemezen, Nimtze, Bechol Shabbos, HaKoyach, Lohifiyah, Kedusha, Me'amaisa, She'achrov. To the Me'amaisa that are going to come to alleviate the future potential problems. Now, the Shlomo now comes with Tzaddik relating to the Gemara that we started out with. This is what Tzaddik does with these Gemaras here. With these two opinions. With the two Pesukim, Va'amalocha Yisadayom, right? Or the other Pesukim, Va'yova Habaisa Ba'yosef Lasas Malachtoi. The Shlomo HaRemez Bazeh. Says Tzaddik, the Remez of these Inyonim. Because there are two opinions. One of these two psukim is the odd one, is the 40th, right? It's the odd one, which does not really mean malocha, right? It's not part of the lamates. Either it's the pasuk of Yosef, if it's not part of the lamates malochis, it does not really mean malocha. Then what does it mean? Lasis trochov, which Tipshutai Rashi says means to do an avera. However, if the odd one is vamlocha yisadayon, then Yosef did not mean to do an avera. Then the pasuk is malocha mamish. The odd one, the extra one is Vamlocha Yisadayim. How is that interpreted? Not Malocha, but it means actually it completed the task, to complete the job. Completed. The Shlimle Avedite. Now, so the topic is followed. The lotion of the mission is, and I'm sure many of you may have thought of that, says Ovis Malocha Saboim Chosrachas. This is the common lotion. If the mission means 39, say 39. Why say 40 minus 1? I mean, you have to take out your calculator here and start figuring out what is it. 40 minus 1. Why is it 40 minus 1? Why talk about 40? It's 39. Lamates, Slash and Matesha. Lamates, 39. 40 minus 1. 39. Why mention 40? It's not 40. 39. So, Tzaddik, Lachayr, Amalu, Lahaski, Min, Aboim. Why is he mentioning Bechlav the number 40? For the Loim, Slash and Matesha. As it points out, that's where the Kasha of the place is jumped. The Yuvan Alderach Masha Omru. Shalamates Malachis is connected. Malachu Malachta, Shibetayra, right? We learned the Gemara. That the source of Lamates Melachas is because we add up all the places in the Torah to the Melach and Melachtoi, Tarboim Chosarachas. And we have Boyer Boy Rabbi Yosef, as we learned. We just ask the question, which one is the odd one? Which is the extra one? Now, Im Baham Locha Hoysadayo, Mimin Yonah, if the pasuk by the Mishkan, where it says that the malacha was enough, if that is part of the count, in other words, the word malacha means actual malacha, so then vayovoy habayis alasas malachtei lad mimigam. Then we have to take out the one by Yosef. Ukemandoma, and what does it really mean then? Lasas rochav nichnas, meant to do an aveira. That's how the word malacha means. Or idilma maybe parket, maybe the opposite. Vayovoy habayis. Okay, my toisa dime, this is really mixed here. It means, maybe Yovei Abayis is the one that's really malacha, and Hoysa Dayim is Hochikoma, and Hoysa Dayim is the odd one. What does it mean? It doesn't mean actual malacha, it means the Shlimle Avidite, Ayin Shom. Okay, so the Tzadik, I want you to know, when it says Arboim Chosarachas, it means you really have 40. But Chosarachas, what does it mean? So again, you have 40, you have 39. So the Tzadik is follows. I'll explain it to you. Vahainu. The truth is that we have a mispar of 40 malachas in the Torah. It says 40 times malach in the Torah. But the connotation, or what the Torah means by expressing itself 40 times malach, is azoy. Lametet mem, 39 of those 40, heim neged lametet malachas, shal sheshes yimei hamaisa. In other words, when the Shabbos you don't have lametet malachas, you're not allowed to do any work. When is it shaykh for a person to do lametes malachas? Lametes malachas, right, is shaykh that's related to the sheshes yimei ha-maiseh. The sheshes yimei ha-maiseh, there you can have your lametes malachas. You have your lametes malachas. The lametes malachas is neged lametes malachas shel vav yimei ha-maiseh. Sheheim nikroim yimei malacha. Right? Sheshes yimei ha-maiseh are called yimei malacha. So in yimei malacha you have lametes malachas. Chinesunim le'odom le'omoil b'malachtoi, because that's what they're given for. The days of the week are given Odom La'omol Yulat. However, says Rav Tzadik, Ulekatshem B'Kavon L'Shem Shemayim. Of course, the Lametes Malachas that you do during the week is also to serve Hashem. Not time to do Malacha, because Baruch allows you to do Malacha. But you all have a purpose. Person makes a living. So now, right? Now I can be a better Yid. Right? To be Mechanical children better. You can buy Teshmishi Kedusha. You can build Torah. You can be Marzik Torah. And maybe you can take and support a son-in-law for a couple of years. That's the Inyan. So Lametes Malachas, yes, Lametes Malachas during the Sheshes Yimei HaMaaseh. But the idea is to be Mekadesh those Lametes Malachas. Because where did the Lametes Malachas come from? Malachas HaMishkan. So you have to have a short Tashchina in your Lametes Malachas. You know what the Tzadik says? The Lametes Malachas come from the Mishkan. So the Lametes Malachas that you do during the week have to be Mishkan Digi Malachas. What do you mean Mishkan Digi Malachas? A short Tashchina. That's what Mishkan is. Possibly Migdash Yishchan Digi Seicham. That's the Lametes Malachas of the Sheshes Yimei HaMaaseh. A Yid does Lametes Malachas, these are Mishkan Digi Malachas. Malachas that is Mekadish L'Shem Shemayim. Shehem B'Mispa Lametes, Shal Zehoi Machsheves Abriya, Shal Sheshes Yimei HaMaaseh. What was the topic of Kodesh Baruch Hu to create a world that people could do work? And what did Kodesh Baruch Hu get out of it? Stam people are going to work this time to make a living. What did Kodesh Baruch Hu get out of it? He created a man, now go to work, till the soil, right? And plant the field, and reap the tvuah, and now what? The idea is to serve Hashem with all of that. That was the kavanah of the Briah. Question: Emma, as it says, if Tzadik Taich is here again, a new Taich, Nase Odom Betzalmenu Kidmuseinu. What does the pasuk mean in our form? Of course, because there's no form. Because Baruch Hu has there's no semblance of any human form altogether. What does it mean? Nase Odom Betzalmenu in our form Kidmuseinu. Teyia Hashroes Hashchina B'Nase Tachtoinen. That's what it means. That man should be able, right, to live up to a madrega, to a level that he will have Hashroes Hashchina within himself. That Kodesh Baruch will be part of him. That's what it means. Nasa Odom, Bitzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. It's up to man to be able to achieve this. He says, he points out, because V'achar HaChet, as we know, that after the Chet of Odom Rishon, we went about it a lot by Shalashidus, that after the Chet, the Medrash says, Silku es Hashchina Mo'oretz Adriki Azayim. Kodesh Baruch took the Shchina and put it all the way back, seven heavens, all the way back to Shemayim. Took the Shchina back away from the ground, and removed the Shekhinah all the way up to Shemayim. Ad Shemamatan Torah, Hoyrid Moshe Shekhinah Loris. As Medrash actually says, it happened in succession. Avraham Avinu came on the scene, he brought it down one heaven. Yitzchak came on the scene, he brought it down a second. Then came Yaakov a third, and so on. Before, till Moshe Rabbeinu, then you had all levels. This last level, Moshe Rabbeinu brings by Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu brings down the Shekhinah back to earth. But then what happened is, came the Chetu Egel. So V'achar HaKilku, Tziva Hashem, where's the religion? After the Chet, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I see that my Shekhinah down here in the world, it's not working. So what we're going to do is, we're going to localize. You're going to make a Shekhinah, a Mishkan, and in one place in the world, right? That'll be a pure place, unpainted, untouched, untouched by the frailties of man, that I will still find a place, in spite of all the chatoim, I will still find a place on this world, right, that's pure, where Kedusha and Shechina can reside there very comfortably. As he points out, at least in the Mokim Yuchid, but and then we have came the Lamates Malachus of the Mishkan. So that's by the way, that's the Lamates Malachus. The Tzaddik says there is also, but there's 40 Malachus. But the 40th is not part of Lamates. It's a different kind of a Malachus. That's Shabbos. The Tzaddik says the 40th Malachus connected Shabbos. The Lamates Malachus of Malacha, right? That's Kshayis Yimei HaMaisa. The Lamates Malachus of Kshayis Yimei HaMaisa. Those are the number 39 times in the Torah says Malachas. The 40th time it says in the Torah Malacha is not part of Lamates because it's not physical Malacha. It's a different kind of a Malacha. It's Malacha connected Shabbos. Corresponds to Shabbos. Yukedushas Shabbos HaMenucha Nechshiv Gamkin LeMalacha Hasoike Mitzvah Shalboim, which completes the Chesed of 40 Malacha Shneiros B'Torah. As we'll point out right now, the Pesach will point out the nature of the Malacha of Shabbos. Shabbos is also Malacha, but it's not Lamates Malacha. In other words, there is a Malacha and there is a Malacha. Different types, there's all kinds. Lamates and Malacha are 39 different Malachas of one level of a category. All the Lamates, the different Malachas and the Lamates and Malachas are all Malachas, but they belong to a category of Sheshi Mi Amaisa, physical, active Malachas. Then there is a 40th Malacha. The 40th Malacha is connected to Shabbos. Connected to Shabbos, which also has a Shem Malacha. What kind of a Malacha is there by Shabbos? As the Tzaddik points out now. Now, Dine Ois the Mandoma. The Mandoma, remember, if we take the opinion, right? The mandoma that says that the posik by Yosef, the Yovei Habayis Alasas Malachtoi is a Malachtoi Mamish. It's part. In other words, that posik is also part of the Lamates Malachas. So which is the odd one? Which one remains odd? Ba'malocha Hoysadayom. Memela Ba'malocha Hoysadayom. Then that's the 40th, right? So that posik now is Keneged Shabbos. But the Tzaddik is going to show you one of these two psukim are Keneged Shabbos. Either the posik of Yosef, and I'll show you the relationship. Either of Ayovoi Habayis Alasas Malachas, that's the odd one. That's the 40th. Because Lamates, active Malachas, Keneged Sheshi Ma'amayis is only Lamates. But you have a 40th Malach also. The 40th is Keneged Shabbos. One Posik we have, which is an odd Posik, which can either be the Posik by Yosef, can be the 40th, or it could be the Posik of Malachas Adayot. That 40th Posik, whichever one of the two it is, that's Keneged Shabbos. How does it fit in context, Keneged Shabbos? Look how Ritzadik develops the thought. As he says, if Ayovoi Habayis Alasas Malachtoi, that is Malachim Amish, meaning to say that's really Malach, that's part of the Lamates Malachim Melev, Amalachoi Sadayim, Huneged Malachor Aboyim Shal Shabbos, right? So Amalachoi Sadayim, that's mentioned by the Mishkan, that now is the odd one, that's the 40th. The Heineke Mandomar, the Mandomar that says, Shlim Le'avidite, it merely means that the task was completed. Says the Tzaddik, you know what it means? You know what it means that the task was completed? The way we're saying now that the 40th Malach is connected Shabbos, Shabbos completes the Bria Soilam. Because although HaKadosh Baruch Hu actively, right, did creation only in 6 days, but the world was not complete yet. Until Shabbos came, the world was still a Oilam Chosar. V'hayne be'etzem Amlocha Shel Shabbos. The 40th Posik, the 40th Malach of Amlocha Hoysadayon, right, according to this opinion, that's the one Keneged Shabbos. Because it's Shabbos the Shlim Le'avidete. It's Shabbos that caused the Ashlom and the Avoide. The Malach of Shabbos is all of the work that was put into the Sheshi Ma'amaisa became completed by Shabbos. Without Shabbos, they would still be in a state of incompletion. It's Shabbos that put the finishing touches, as it were, on the Lamates Malachas. Right? Shabbos was Mesakin, he said, the Sheshi Ma'amaisa she'ovru liyas niskonim kemlechas ha'mishkon. Or k'mo she'nemar. And it's Meduik in the Posik. The Posik says, Vayechal Elikim Bayom HaShvi'i. Not Friday he ended. Not Friday by Shkia he ended. The Posik says that Kosh Baruch Hu ended the Bria on Shabbos itself. Because Shabbos was part of creation. Shabbos was part of creation. Not simply the way we understand. Shabbos, Kosh Baruch Hu rested. Yes, he rested from the Lamates Malachas. But Shabbos itself is a Malachas. Shabbos is completing, is Mesaking the Sheshes Me'amash HaShiobru. As he points out, in other words, if someone's going to ask you, what Malacha does Shabbos do? You know what Malacha Shabbos does is? It fixes up the Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa. That's what it does. That's the Malacha of Shabbos. What Shabbos does is, it fixes It's Nisakim D'Sheshes Yemei HaMaisa. That's the Malach of Shabbos. D'Shlim Lei Avidito Shalvav Yemei HaMaisa. V'Zeh Echad Ma'Dvorim, as we know, this is one of the things. Sheshinu L'Talmei HaMelech. Remember when Talmei HaMelech, when he commissioned the Chachmei Yisrael that they should translate the Torah, and he was concerned that maybe what they'll come together in cahoots, you know, then decide to make certain shinuim, to put them all in different rooms, and it turns out that they all wrote the exact same thing, even though they were mishana certain things. And Min HaShemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it into the minds of each and every one of the chachamim separately. They were all mishana. One of the things that they were mishana, because he would never understand, as a goy, he would never understand this. They came to pause by Chal or Kim, by Mashishi, because. Explain to a goy that Shabbos, which is a day of rest, Shabbos, which is an active, Shabbos, which is passive, how is a goy going to understand that Shabbos is part of the Bria, is part of the of creation? Shabbos is the rest from creation, right? That's the Menucha of creation. He says, Ki Eimahem Hasogel Hargish. They wrote by Yechal B'yem Hashishi, because they do not have Hasogel to be Margish, Shizeu Etze Malachta Yizbora. That itself is the Malacha, Shizuk Novovim Yemaita Shavu. Shabbos' topic was not to create something new. Shabbos is Tafkid, the 6 days were days of Ischachus. Shabbos was to complete that which was already created. Shabbos was to giving koyach, to bring a tikkun in that which was already created. Right? To put the finishing touches to that which was already created. And that's why v'lezenikru shivo yemei hamaisa she'ovru. It's called. V'zeh she'pirish Rashi says, she'hula yekavu medish chachomim. Rashi says there, he never would have accepted with the chachomim, with darshan. Remember, with the chazal darshan, because Rashi brings the Chumash also. What do you mean b'yom hashvi? B'yom hashishi. So Rashi says, Ma ho yoylam chosa? After the 6 days, what was the world still missing? Menucha. Bo Shabbos, bo menucha. You know, the Shabbos actually made the world from a chosa into a sholem. Until Shabbos, the world was still a chosa. So you see that Shabbos contributes to creation. Shabbos is not some a day where we stop creating. The Shabbos, actually, the role of Shabbos is to everything that was created, to bring it to its fruition, to bring it to its completion. Vezeu gomrei. Vezeu nikra, therefore, it's called Shiva Yemei Bereishis. Where do we find that? K'mashom is the Gemara Sanhedrin. Gemara says in the Pesuk, Chotzva Amudeo Shiva, says the Gemara, look at Lashon Gemara, Al Elu Shiva Yemei Bereishis. Gemara says that Lashon, Shiva Yemei Bereishis. K'mashkoz Vatoisvis, Sha'af Apisha Bishisha Yom Nivro Elam, even though actively Kodesh Baruch Hu creates the 6 days, Mekol Mokoyim Ho Yechotze Menucha Shibo Shabbos Bo Menucha. So Shabbos is the 40th malacha, but it's a different kind of malacha. So will you have 40 malachas? Lamates, active malachas, which belong to the Sheshes Yemei HaMaisa. The 40th malacha is the malacha of Shabbos. Valkein HaShabbos Gamkein Again Mehaminyin Shehishlem Sam Malacha. Right? By the way, that's Pshat Nam the Gemara. Vamalacha is the Dayom. That's the 40th. Connected Shabbos. So the Gemara's Lashon was the Shlim Le'avidite. The role of Shabbos in that context. But if that's the posik that means Shabbos, and how does the Gemara say the Shlim Avidah, that the role of Shabbos is, the Malach of Shabbos is, that it's Mashlem, the Avodah of the Sheshes Yemei HaMaisa. Till the Shabbos it was Choser, it made it into Shleimus. It brought it into completion, into completeness. Right? The Zemiramis, and by the way, this Bechina, by the way, this Mandomar then, Al Yoyim again, going back to the posik in Yeshaya, Yeniach Loch, it says that the day of Shabbos will give you relief. Ne'otzvecho, Lesakeim, Ho'otzev, Shalavav Yemei HaMaisa Sheyavru. That is the Shabbos of Sheshes Yemei Bereishis. That's the Shabbos that removes the Tzar of the past. That's the Shabbos that Mashlem the Bria. That's Vamalocha Hoysadayon. If we learn that this is the 40th, right? This is in context of Shabbos being misak in the past. Shabbos being misak in the Sheshes Yemei HaMaisa. So you have the Lamates of the Sheshes Yemei HaMaisa, and Shabbos is the 40th. So it's Arboim Chosarachas. Like you really have 40, but Chosarachas means because Lamates, Malachas belong to Sheshes Yemei HaMaisa. The 40th is Shabbos. Fine. Okay, that's how we understand the role of Shabbos. If the odd Malacha, which is the extra Malacha, is the one Vamalacha Hoysadayim, where the Gemara says Vamalacha Hoysadayim means the Shlim Le'avidite. The role of Shabbos in the Bria is to give Shleimus to that which was created already. Now, we go to the next column. He name it. Said Naruk Tzadik. Now look what Naruk Tzadik says. And if we learn that the Pasuk Vamalacha Hoysadayim, Niminyonahu, on the other hand, we learn that the Pasuk Vamalacha Hoysadayim, in fact, is Meminyan, is part of the Minyan. So which is the odd one then? Then the odd one is the Pasuk of Yosef. Now what does the Gemara say about it? It comes out now, according to this opinion, that that's the odd one. So the pasuk of Yosef is the pasuk connected Shabbos. How does that fit in? How does Vayovay Abayso Lasus Malachto Lasus Tzrochov? How does it fit in that malacha, that pasuk malacha by Yosef is referring to Shabbos? What connection can you make to Shabbos there? Because the 40th, remember, is the Shabbos Digit pasuk. How does it fit in context of that pasuk? Seems almost an impossibility. Nimso would come out. Shezehus Soikim. That is that pasuk now that completes the minyan Arboim Hamaramaz on Lecha Shabbos. How does it fit? How do you work that? How do you figure that? How do we create an idea that the pasuk of Yosef, that now is going to be the 40th one? Because Reb Tzadik himself, first of all, developed the idea that our boim chotarachas is that we really have 40 malachas. And the lamates belong to the sheshem me'amaisa, and the 40th one belongs to Shabbos. And which pasuk describes the odd pasuk, the extra pasuk, right, the 40th, is the one that's connected to Shabbos. So we have two opinions. Now we're working with the pasuk of Yosef, according to the opinion by Yovai Habaisalat, that's the 40th. How we mamshich this train of thought that is now related to Shabbos? How do we see that? Says Reb Tzadik, the way it works is like Zoy. Because the truth is, he says, we don't understand. Lasis Trochov. I mean, Yosef HaTzadik was saying that until the last minute, until the Musa Yukon Shalaviv, you want to do an Aveira. Reb Tzadik says, Krichtish in Koperan. He says, Dinebemis, Toyin of Yosef. Tzadik says, how do we understand this Kipchuta for one moment? Right? That Yosef HaTzadik was ready in Muchim. In fact, he was coming to do the Aveira. How do we understand that? Omnom. Hagam shebevadai sheboise shoholem uchom alam b'nesoyim. I'm going to admit, says Reb Tzadik, no question there was an Nesoyim. That's the whole godless of Yosef, that Yosef was able to overcome. There was an Nesoyim. Can you go and show him v'shem Rav HaKodesh, Rabbinim Zatzal, Zechatzal, V'Kodesh L'Vrocha, as we say in the name of the Rebbe Rabbinim. Let me just tell you a little bit, have an ashikla idea about the Rebbe Rabbinim. It's good just to know that we're talking about Reb Tzadik as he brings him here. The Rebbe Rabbinim was known in the circles of the Admoirim. He was called as the Rebbe's Rebbe. I just give you a shtickle soon, just to have an idea. Way before Bechali became a Rebbe, he was known that he filled himself with Shas Poiskim, all the Sifrei Halacha and Kabbalah, tremendous genius. Also, he had a Hashlama in Chochmas Refuah as a doctor. He also was a pharmacist. As a matter of fact, he had a certificate as a pharmacist. His Isaac and his Avoid in Ruchnias, and he was a pharmacist as a Parnosa. He went to visit, the great tzaddikim of the generation. He went to visit the Rebbe of Lublin. He went to visit the Rebbe of Moshe Leib Misasev, the Kozhin Tzer Magid. Lamaisi became the scar of the Yid HaKodesh of Pshischa. That's how he became a Talmud Muvik. He became of the Yid HaKodesh of Pshischa. As a matter of fact, all of his rebbes, whether it was the Chayz of Lublin or the Yid HaKodesh of Pshischa, they gave him tremendous kovid because they knew that hidden. The whole idea of Pshischa was to conceal your godless, that people should never realize. There was Avodah Betzinah. That was the Avodah. Where there was the Avodah Betzinah, that nobody should realize. And they recognized it. Ultimately, when he lost because of the government took away his license, the whole situation, which he didn't always had problems, then he went into the lumber business. And he was known, there was a famous woman called Temeril, right? A woman called Temeril. She was very, very famous. And her caver is in Varsha, between many, many Gedolim there. And the Rebbe of Wurke, and everybody was considered her to be a very, 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 very great woman, very choshev woman. She goes down, the woman Temeril. Akoponim, when the Chaverim knew his greatness, so ultimately, when the Yid HaKodesh was Nifter, they insisted upon him that he becomes Rebbe. So Rebbe Binnen, he became Rebbe. Literally thousands of Hasidim, came to his Chotzer, and Pshischa became a year of aim because of all the traffic that went in and out of there. What's just interesting, that this Chaverim or Avreichim used to spend literally weeks in Pshischa, push it to glean from the Torah and from the Avodah of Rebbe Binnen. So to give you an idea who his Talmidim were, the Kotzke Rebbe, the Chedush Arim, the Chenechenech of Alexander, and the Ishbitzer, the Mot Chayosef Ishbitzer, who was the Rebbe of Reb Tzadik himself. So this was. They say already as a boy, they say that a guest came to his father's house, and he didn't have what to eat. He was torn and tattered, very, very shabbily dressed, as an understatement. And so when Rabinim was a little boy, So he says, the guest says to the rabbinah, he says, I heard so much about you. He's a young boy. He says to him, tell me a chiddush. Tell me a chiddush. Instead of saying a chiddush, he runs into one of the rooms and he prepares a bed for the areyach, for the guest. Prepares a bed. So he says, what's the chiddush? He says, the chiddush is, if you have a guest, before you give him to eat, show him he has a place to sleep. Now he can eat with Yishev Adas. He says, because when a guy Nebuch is Navanad, he doesn't know where he's going to sleep at night. So even when you give him something to eat, he can't eat with Yishev Adas. Because he knows that after the meal, Hotnish with the guy. So he says, so the Chiddush is, when you have a guest, first Machem the pet, Vazem Viet Shlufim, he says, and then give him to eat. So now he can eat with Yishev Adas. Anyway, this is Rabbi Rabinim. One of the famous Vertlach that he used to say was, Yarev Kamoter Likhi. That my Torah basically should flow like motor, like rain. They pointed out why is Torah compared to Geshem. So the famous vote of the Rebbe Rabinim is just like Geshem, when it rains, no one can tell immediately the tremendous effects of rain. That is all you see, is soggy land, right? Wet land. But that rain that rained now will be the cause that the coming season, trees are going to blossom, right? Tfuah is going to grow. Peiros are going to grow. It brings much bracha, but it takes a lot of time to see the effects of rain. You don't see it immediately. Yid learns Torah even if you don't see the change immediately, but that Torah is going to have a far-reaching effect. Yarev kamota likhi. That Torah will be like grain, in the same way that rain, right, the effect of rain is not recognized immediately. You have to wait and see it, but it's there. It works. It goes to work immediately, but the effect is not nicker. The same thing is true also by Torah. Even if you don't see the effects immediately, but down the road it's going to accomplish. All right, so you go further. So he brings down from the Rebbe Rabunim now. The Rabbinim said as follows. Amasha Omru, there's a chazal. Vatireno ha-miyaldois is olikim in soite. It said the miyaldois, as we know by Paroi, the miyaldois, they fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lo yosu. Right? Paroi made a gzera, kol ha-ben ha-yiloit, that every Jewish baby child, son, should be thrown into the river. Ha-yoyre tashlichu. They defy v'lo yosu kasha dibar aleim. So the Gemara says another thing. The Gemara says, malamit shetovan l'dvar aveira. The Gemara says that Paroi actually propositioned them to do an avera. V'loy nitva'u. It is loshen. V'tiren ha-miyaltis elikim v'loy osu kashidibar aleim. So Chazal say it means that Pari actually was tevea them to a dvar avera. And loshen the Gemara is v'loy nitva'u. So Reb Tzadik says, Rabbi Rabinim says, shedigdeku b'lishoyna, that the loshen is b'lishoyna matzach, which means the very clear loshen is v'loy nitva'u. What v'loy nitva'u means? Not just that they didn't, right, didn't agree, that he didn't acquiesce. What nitvu means is a much more deeper lashon. She lashon zay yoyre shloi ba belibam shum hergish taiva lozeh she yunitvoyim. It's kiilu they were never propositioned, because there's two ways of getting out of an nisoyim. There's two ways. There's two actions. One case is you have an nisoyim, and the emistak is person has a taiva. It's a common thing, and he has a taiva, but he manages with all his strength, right, to get out of it. That's also madrega. Gemaldege madrega. Tremendous madrega. There's even a higher madrega. A higher madrega is where bechlal, you ignore the proposition to the extent it's kiel no one ever propositioned you. The rabbinim was madaik v'le nitva'u shetavon, there was a proposition, but Chazal say on their end of it v'le nitva'u, which show the high madrega of the miyaldois. The high madrega of the miyaldois means shleibo b'libam shum hergish taiva lozeh shiyu nitvoy. By Yosef it doesn't say that. By Yemoin. Vayimoyen means that there is a test as an Nisoyen, but I refuse. Refuse means that I am summoning, right, all my strength and all my koyach. Vayimoyen is a very strong one. Vayimoyen means that I'm not going to allow myself to get caught up in this situation. Vayimoyen means that it was. Now, the Tzaddik goes further. Even that he explains. So why are you going to think that Yosef HaTzadik was on a lesser madrega than the Miyaldos? The Tzadik says the Miyaldos were saying Vayvloi Nitvu, that they didn't even have a Hergish Taiva to do the Avera, but Yosef was saying Vayimoy. But nevertheless, there was a Taiva to the Avera. Tzadik knows. Tzadik elevates this idea. This is not Staminian like that. We're talking about Yosef HaTzadik here. Even that, he said the distinction is Valpi Mashomer. I don't know if you've ever heard of that Chazal, but listen to this Chazal. You ever heard that one? All right. Why? Because the truth is, she saw, what did she see? She saw in astrology, The truth is, it wasn't so far-fetched. Her daughter married Yosef. Osnat bat Potifera. Osnat married Yosef. So she did have descendants from Yosef. But the gemein finzich. The gemein was going to be from a daughter. So she saw in her astrology. All she wanted to do is to be mekarev adover, to do whatever is in her power to bring this to fruition. She saw in astrology that she will have descendants from Yosef. So this is a chazal. Sheroya hoysa bistraling shalosh yisil hamirat. So Reb Tzadik says, listen to what Reb Tzadik says. If she was able to look into the future, you think Yosef had less Leah? Yosef had more Ruach HaKodesh than she did. Whoever she was, right? So if she was able to see, if she was able to foresee that there's going to be a union here, there's going to be a family, there's going to be a union, right? And there's going to be descendants from here. So Yosef Avadik is saying. So was this not a test? Was it not a test on Yosef's side? Except the real vision was not Yosef with her, Yosef with her daughter. But the Yitzhar and the Satan already had a pretext to work on Yosef, to encounter with her. That was an assign of Yosef, he said, of Tzadik. That's why it ultimately came to Vayimoyin. Tzadik points out, the Yitzhar works in different ways, has different strategies. Yitzhar sometimes will try to entice you to do an Avera. What's a greater assign is, will he paint the Avera into a mitzvah. And when he paints the Avera into a mitzvah, then it's even a greater assign. He knows you're not going to want to do an Avera. He's going to try to change it, right? He's going to change the color. He's going to color the Avera. By Yosef, it was a colored Avera. Because the same way that she saw, right? She saw in the stars that there will be descendants from her coming out to Yosef. So Mameli says, Yosef Yosef, right? Says of Tzadik, this is now a new interpretation. Yosef came to be with her to do what's necessary. Because it was in the stars, right? It was in the stars, clearly, that there have to be descendants coming out. Somehow there are going to be descendants between Yosef and her family. So Lasa Tzrocha means, and he goes even more than that, because it's not merely to have a child. It's not merely Yosef, to be with her to have a child. You know what it means when Yosef has a child? You have to know what it means Yosef has a child. It's not stam. The stars say that Yosef, with her or with her daughter, depends on the interpretation, there's going to be a child. So Yosef had an Nisoyan to do it. Because you know what it means? You know what it means that Yosef is to have a child? Look what Reb Tzadik says. You have to know what the midah of Yosef is. Shezeh ki yidua, he says ki yidua. He says, so not say ki yidua. Shezeh ikr midas Yosef. You know what the midah of Yosef is? Shoyrish hashpoyas habrocha lekal Yisrael. The Tzadik says that Yosef's midah is, he is the mashpia. It is from, Yosef is the well. Yosef is the source that brings hashpoyas to Klal Yisrael, k'mashenema v'yechal kel Yosef. Chalke Yosef says Yosef was the one who sustained Klal Yisrael. So it was not limited dafkit to what happened over there. But Yosef is the source out of which Klal Yisrael are benched. Yosef is the source that brings brachas to Klal Yisrael. V'lachein, therefore, says the Tohid, it is Ephraim. Because you know what Ephraim means? Because first of all, Ephraim is not just Ephraim, the Yochid individual. Ephraim is the name that's used for Klal Yisrael. Habein Yakerli, Ephraim. So Ephraim, right, not only represents himself, Ephraim is symbolic of the entire Klal Yisrael. The pshat is, Shekol Yisrael Nikra al Shemoi Shunem Rabbein Yaakov Ephraim. So now, V'zeh ba'atzmoi ho yegoi la nesoyin shot. That was the nesoyin of Yosef, as opposed to the Mialdois. It's not that Yosef had weaker character than the Mialdois. The Mialdois were able to disregard it completely. Yet Yosef was in the nesoyin. Yosef had a nesoyin because the Yitzhar came showing it's a mitzvah. You have a mission to fulfill. You have to bring in a prime into the world, right? Maybe, according to the Yitzhar, it was supposed to be from Asia's Potiphar, not from the daughter. And to bring a prime into the world was not some a child into the world. Bring a prime in the world means bringing a source of hashpoah and bracha to the world. That is what is symbolic in a prime, as he shows. Wait. Because we're shown to him that he's doing a mitzvah. That's what the Yitzhar tried to show him. Vezeh lasa tzrocha. Tzrocha means to do what your mission is. Lasa tzrocha. The Nisoyan was, Yosef thought that I am here, I am being driven to do what I must do, which is my mission life. His mission life was, as was foreseen, right, to bring Ephraim and Menashe into the world. Ephraim represents Brochet Ashpoh Tzayvus into the world. As he shows, right? The tzaddik brings light into the world. Uksivit says another pasuk, v'yad l'kim asa orik toiv, and here again, v'ein toiv l'tzadik. So either toiv min tzadik or oir min tzadik, there's two different references. Oir min tzadik, or is rula tzadik. Toiv min tzadik, the pasuk says, imru tzadik itoiv. Says Reb Tzadik, he came derech ha-yetzahara. This is nothing new. The derech of the yetzahara is to color the aveira, to make you think, to paint it, to change its color, to have you think that it's a mitzvah. And then it's a totally different kind of soin. So it's a soin on a different level, that even a person like Yosef can find himself. Because who more than Yosef wants to do a mitzvah? And if what he sees and what is being shown to him is a mitzvah, it's a tremendous soin. The soin is to be able to see right through it. The soin is to be able to see, in spite of the fact that it appears it's a mitzvah, and that his mission in life is now before him, to be able to recognize and to discern between the emes and the sheker of that nesoyin. It's a tremendous nesoyin. He says, "Ki kinderech yitzohar laharis be'eta nesoyin she'at mitzvah b'zeh." The Kvashem of the Potik says, "Samim choshech la'oyer." The Potik says, they turn choshech into darkness. That's what the yitzohar does. He takes darkness, right, and gives you the impression it's oyer, it's daylight. Hello, what happened was, So what happened? The Muzdiyukin Shalavis. You know what the Muzdiyukin Shalavis does? He says like this. He says, something that he says in a deeper sense. The Muzdiyukin Shalavis, because the mid of Yaakov, you know, is Emes. So the Falchim Mitzvah now came to the surface. This was not a real mitzvah, it was a Falchim Mitzvah. A person's connected to Emes, the truth, will ultimately find the truth and see it. The Muzdiyukin Shalavis means the Emes came across. The Sheker that was buried and was covered over, that was hidden. Right, the false image that what you have before you is a mitzvah. The truth came out. That's the koyach of the Muzdiyukin Shalavim. That's the force of the Muzdiyukin Shalavim in this Nesoyin, the way Reb Tzadik explains it. That your heart tried to paint that this is a mitzvah. Right. So the Melech says, El Shenelo the Muzdiyukin Shalavim, the Hainish Ubazet Nitzker Biatzmoi Al Yedei Yukin Shalavim. He himself was able, through envisioning and connecting with the image of his father, Shemitah say Emes. This is Yetzirah. This is not mitzvah. This is not Yetzirah talking. This is Yetzirah talking. Shasosu shalei Yetzirah b'sheker. Ve'ein lo kiyum. And the male attack is sotish kan kiyum. Ve'nimtze therefore. Oh, so now we almost forgot how we got all into this. Reb Tzadik is trying not coming out to the punchline. According to the opinion that the odd number, the 40th, is the Yosef Ayov Abay Lasser. And the Gemara says the meaning is, if the other means last is Tzrochov. So how does that work in Neged Shabbos? How does last is Tzrochov work, right? If we're interpreting the Pasuk. Well, the way we're enticing the Pasuk now, last is Tzrochov, means Yosef understood that he's coming to Eishes Potiphar to fulfill a mission. To fulfill a mission to bring Ephraim into the world, which means to bring Ashpores Toivs into the world. His mission is to bring Brocha into the future. That's Shabbos of Adam Rishon. Shabbos of the mission is to be misakin the future of the Sheishes Meir Maaseh, as opposed to the Shabbos of Maaseh is misakin the past. The tafket of Shabbos is to be misakin the future. This is the idea of Yovai Habayis Alas Tzrochov. Yosef felt he has a mission of the past. He has to now build the Klal Yisrael and bring Brocha to create the sources. Right? You're creating a people, you have to give them a source of blessing. How do they sustain themselves? How are they going to survive? So Yosef had a mission. Ephraim is Klal Yisrael. And Ephraim is the Brocha and the Ashpor Tovus of Klal Yisrael, as he points out. So Meili says, according to the Nimtza, the Lamando Malach Tzrochov Nichnas Malachtoi, according to the opinion that that's the 40th, so it's supposed to be Kenegi Shabbos, Meram is Gankein Al Malachis Shabbos, Shehu Soikim Mispra Boim. This, again, according to this interpretation, it is the 40th which completes Shehu Be'etzim Malachis Shabbos, because this is also an inherent Tafkid of Shabbos. In what way? Right from the well, the what's called the means the well, you know, which brings forth water, which sprouts forth water, the bubbling boiler. And when does the iris come out? Shabbos brings out the iris into revelation. Because Shabbos also does this, it brings Shefa Brocha to the future Sheishes Meir Maaseh Aboyim. Kveshomer b'Zohar Kodesh, this is a very famous Zohar Kodesh, Kol Shitin Yoimin Mizborchin Miyoyim Shaviyoah. All the 6 days of the week receive their Brocha from the Shabbos before. So the Shabbos before gives Brocha in the upcoming, in the oncoming Sheishes Meir Maaseh. This level of Shabbos for the future, that's Merumaz al Hiniach Mirog Zecho. That's Regis. Etzev was Tsar of the past. Regis is anticipated Tsar, right, of the future. That's anticipating Tzar of the future. So the Mela now, right? So the Mela now. So Ibazoi. So this is the Shehi Hanaycha. This is the Inyan of Shabbos, which alleviates future problems. L'chol Reiges, the Lifchoit, Mikilkel, Shalvavi, Mea Maisim Aboim. A Yid who anticipated pain, right, and Tzar coming. So Shabbos has the koich to alleviate the future Tzar or the future pain that might come his way in the future. Right? Because Shekdusha Shabbos Mashpia Behem, Kedusha Vishefa Ubrocha. So Val Remez then Nirmez Beposik. Yovai Habaisa Lasas Malachta Shirogze Shil Yosef Shinishapech Hakul Achekachlatoi. So in summary, Rabbi said the Pshat is very much is like this, very simply. The Pshat is like this. First of all, he says, very bekitzer, that Etzev, he says, goes on the Tzoris of the Yovar. Right? When the Novi says Shabbos, it removes Etzev and Reigis. Etzev, he goes on the Tzoris of the Yovar, and Reigis goes on the Tzoris of the future. The Shabbos of Yemei HaMaisa is to be misaking the Yovar, that's to be misaking the Etzev. And the Shabbos of other Marishan, that's the misaking the coming week. That's the misaking the Reigis, right? Shabbos, again, is the 40th Malacha. Shabbos, that's the odd one, that's the 40th Malacha, which is done in the Shabbosic way, I mean, not in the conventional way as the Lamates Malachas. Because Lamates Malachas, they are the physical acts of Malacha, which is done in an earthly way. These are the Malachas of creation, right? But Shabbos, Lamaisa, transcends Malacha in any physical way. But Shabbos basically is Mesakim the Sheshet Ma'isa, it gives life and substance to the Sheshet Ma'isa that was already created. In other words, Shabbos is the Koyach HaKiyum of the Sheshet Ma'isa that was created. In the same way, or Chaim Kodesh, the same idea, that there's a Guf and a Neshama. Sheshet Ma'isa is the Guf, Shabbos is the Neshama. A Guf without a Neshama can't exist. There's no life. There's no Kiyum. You need the Neshama that the Guf should be able to be sustained. Shabbos is the Neshama, is the Nefesh, right? Vayov the Nefesh. Kim Sheshavas Vayshavas Vayinofas. Shabbos is the Nefesh. Sheshet Ma'isa is the Guf. Because Baruch Hu created Sheshet Ma'isa. What's Meksakin? What's Mekayim? What completes the Sheshet Ma'isa? What allows, what gives the Koyach HaKiyum of the Sheshet Ma'isa? That's Shabbos. On the other hand, if we say, right, the Shabbos, which is about the Marishan, that's the Shabbos that gives Ashpo and Brocha to the future. So going back, this is what Yaakovinu bemoaned. Loi Nachti, he says, I'm a Shoyim Shabbos. Vayichan at Pneu here. Right? So Shabbos is supposed to save me Sai from Etzev and Sai from Reigis. And yet, Vayove Reigis. Loi Nachti, and yet Vayove Reigis. Shabbos, according to the Navi Yeshaya, is supposed to have the Koyach to spare me Sai from Etzev, which is problems of the past. It's supposed to be able to alleviate problems of the future. So Yaakovinu said, Loi Nachti. Why is it that I have no Menucha? In spite of Kedushas Shabbos, that Vayove Reigis, that it was not able to spare me from Reigis. However, the Tzaddik points out at the end, if you notice again, let's look at the last three lines, that Yaakovinu as yet did not see the full picture. Because the truth is, Nishapach Hakul L'Toivo. So where's Yaakovinu looking at it? Right? Scene 1, Act 1. He perceives it to be a Torah, and he's complaining. Leinachti, I'm not blessed by Yodhi Reigis. How the Shabbos didn't protect me from the Reigis of Yosef? Says Ibtzadik, but the truth is that he was, that what turned out was Hakol L'Toivo. As Ibtzadik says, Ozeh Remez Zeh Nirmez Beposik V'Yodhi Baita Lassam Lassam Shirugze Shol Yosef Shinis Hapech Hakol Hakech L'Toiv. As a matter of fact, as you read it to Mitzrayim, how did Yosef manage to do all the Toivis to Klal Yisrael? Davki, because he went down to Mitzrayim. To Davki, because he's going down to Mitzrayim. That puts him in the position he becomes a Sheni Lamelech. Right? And the Melech Taka. So, Vayova Bait, the last is Malachta to do his Trochov. He was there to do his mission in life. So, whereas Yaakovinu perceived right from his end of it, Lenachti, right? I have no rest. Vayova Reigis. The truth is, Vayova Habaiso, which is the one, which is Yaakovinu is complaining about Shabbos, right? Which is the Potik for Shabbos? Which is what? Vayova Habaiso, the last is Malachtoi. That Potik says, last is Trochov. There was a mission. So when Yaakovinu is using Shabbos as a complaint, how come Shabbos didn't save me? The Pasuk Keneged Shabbos explains it. Which Pasuk again corresponds to Shabbos? Vayova Habaita Lasas Malachtoi. And what's the interpretation? Lasas Trochov. So in fact, Yaakovinu, right, in fact was spared. He just didn't realize it at the time, the ultimate Toive that came out from this situation. I want to tell you, this is the week of Chanukah, there's a time coming up. So Tzadik just tells us and he develops the thought that the Neiris of Chanukah, which brings the tremendous Oyer, he says, is the Hisgalus of Oyer Shel Mashiach. So when you light the Chanukah menorah, according to the Tzaddik, what happens is that every Yid is experiencing a little bit of the future light of Mashiach. So in each and every home of every Yid, when you light the menorah, develops the thought that this is already a Me'ein. This is already the preview of Oyer Shel Mashiach. And also the Tzaddik says that Chanukah, which is from Lashon Chinuch, which means that all of the Kedusha that we're able to absorb in Chanukah remains a Kedusha, which is Machanachat for the entire year. As Hashem, next week, Chanukah. We'll see you later. Not an easy...
Beautiful.
Such a beautiful thing.